Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
And of course, joining me is the lovely Kylie. How are you doing tonight, Kylie?
Oh, I'm well.
I'm sure you're much better having heard a bit of Kelly Clarkson to.
Well, you know, I guess I just got to get used to it.
You'd think you'd be getting used to my music by now.
Well,
but,
you know. Whatever makes you dance and groove, I'm happy with that.
Mm. Well, hopefully you're settling in and you're going to get a chance to dance in the next couple of songs. But we're not just going to be dancing this show, as always. We've got tons of stuff to talk about.
We have. We've got a couple of guests.
We do. And we'll be talking about the upcoming peer education facilitation training, really, as well as counselling and a health alert that's just been issued by the DHS.
Yep, the Department of Human Services in Victoria.
Yeah, so stay tuned for lots of information, but of course, we'd love to hear from you. And how can they get a hold of us?
Well, you could send us an SMS on 0427JOY949. You could send us an email on air at joy.org.au, or you could give Gordon a call. He's waiting by the phone, 9699 2949. And we also have a couple of prizes to give away throughout the program.
We do, so we're not just going to give them away right yet, but stay tuned for an opportunity to win one of the many fabulous prizes that you can get by being a Joy 94.9 member. But we're just going to take a quick, short little break for, a little bit of a plug, and then come right back to chat with Greg.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud. Joy 94.9.
I have to admit, I like that version with the bit of a giggle at the beginning. Is that a new one?
Yeah. That was the added additional sound effects.
It's the Kylie edit. But we've talked about this topic a couple of times on Well, but peer education is an important part of the health promotion work that we do at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. And through the various groups such as Young and Gay, Momentum, Relationships, and Gay, Asian, Proud, it provides an opportunity for discussion and education around each of the group's particular topics. And what's quite unique is the fact that the discussion is being led by their own peers. I guess leading into what we're going to be talking about, joining us in the studio right now is Greg, who is one of our very many prized peer education facilitators. So welcome back to Well, Greg.
Thanks very much, Jason. Hi, Kylie.
And I guess my first question would be, when did you first get involved with the peer education program?
Well, first up, I did it myself. I did the Momentum program not long after I moved down to Melbourne from Brisbane. And then about 12 months after that, I did the Relationships course and enjoyed both of them very much, Jason. And that sort of started me with the idea of, well, maybe I could become a facilitator myself and have a go at running one of these activities.
Now, you mentioned that you were a participant in those two groups. Is it common for the facilitators to have been past participants in the groups?
It's actually a requirement that you have done at least one of the groups. But if you haven't done any of the groups, that doesn't preclude you from doing the training, because you can do the training and then attend one of the groups after that before you actually facilitate yourself. But the idea is that it's really good to be a participant in the group, to sort of see the dynamics, to get a bit of an understanding of the program, how the nights run, and what it's all about.
Now, you mentioned you've been a participant in Relationships, and what was the other one again?
Momentum.
Can you tell the listener a bit about those two particular groups to get a feel of what kind of topics are involved?
Sure, by all means. Well, I guess there's two programs that are quite similar, and that is the Young and Gay, which is for guys under 26, and then the momentum for guys over 26. And really, some people call it gay school. It's a funny little thing, but it's really about coming to terms with your sexuality, giving you some ideas about coming out if you haven't already done so. It's about networking with people in the group and with other members of society. It's about finding out about the gay community, how it operates, and where you might sort of feel at home with that. And there's also some stuff around HIV education and STI education as well.
Very, very interesting stuff that goes on. Now, after being a participant, what was it that really prompted you to say, you know, facilitation is really for me?
Well, I had been a teacher for a number of years myself, and I was no longer in teaching, and I sort of missed it. So that was one of the motivations for me. Is sort of, you know, all teachers are ham performers. We love a bit of drama and like to get up in front of people and perform. So I was missing that in my life, and so from that aspect, it was good. But also, really, it's about engagement with the community. I came out just prior to myself moving to Melbourne, and I was looking for ways to sort of connect with the community. And this way, I felt that I had something constructive that I could give to the gay community, and it enabled me to really meet lots and lots of people, to get a great understanding of how it all works and so on. So I guess that was one of the main drivers for me. But I found it really, really difficult coming out myself, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that experience, I could maybe assist other people in that process, because I know that it's quite a difficult one for many people.
And I guess, yeah, it would be daunting, because I guess as a young man, you might think the only thing about the gay scene is going clubbing and dancing. And
correct.
For perhaps an older guy who's been married, the stereotypes that you might see in the media, you might think that's the only sort of way of getting into the gay scene.
Exactly. I think a friend of mine used to talk about the gay papers are saying, you know, at the front of the gay papers is all the stuff that you can't afford to buy, and at the back is all the beautiful bodies that you'll never be. So, you know, I think when there's that sort of pressure around, it can be quite confronting. I'm glad that you mentioned, Kylie, about married guys, because that's one of the interesting things that in the makeup of the groups, and I've been facilitating now for close on 8 years, it's a fascinating mix of ages and backgrounds, and, you know, there's no one particular type of person that we sort of say, you know, you really need to do momentum, or relationships is one of the other courses, and gay, Asian, proud, as Jason mentioned earlier.
Now, you mentioned you've been facilitated for 8 years.
Yeah, quite amazing.
So I'd imagine you would have facilitated quite a many group.
That's it. It's interesting when you sort of go out to a hotel or club or sort of the queer film festival, and you see all these faces and say, now, what group was that person with? And I hope I'd love to say hello to them, but I can't remember their name, but certainly the face. So I guess there's been hundreds of guys that have sort of come through programs that I've been fortunate to be a part of.
Now, clearly, to have been a facilitator for 8 years is quite a long commitment. Clearly there's something that you're still taking away every time that you do a new group.
Look, that's I guess the real motivation. I see it as a privilege to be a part of these people's lives for the 6 weeks that we do, and I know that there's lots of the other facilitators find the same thing as well. So it's really a great privilege to have that window into someone. And, you know, there's been, I guess, some fantastic things and great atmosphere that's created in these groups, and friendships come from them. To me, it's a real buzz to be able to be a part of it, and as I said, it's just an honour to be able to have some influence on people and help to make their lives a little bit better.
Now, there is facilitation training coming up. If people are interested, what can they do to find out more?
There's going to be an information evening held at the VAC, and that'll be on Wednesday the 1st of April at 7 o'clock. And I guess the idea of having an information night is to really lay on the table to people exactly what's going to take place, because it'll go for about 10 weeks, so it's quite a commitment. over time to do the training. And I guess we've got to, as an organisation, the VOC, have got to see that there'll be a fit between the people who are doing, you know, wanting to become a facilitator and the organisation and what we're on about. So, yep, first step is to contact ASVIN at the VOC and make sure that you put your name down as being interested. Come along to the information night. And I guess there's just a few, Jason, there's just a few little prerequisites, and I think just maybe some things that people might want to tick off and ask themselves if they can be at peace with this, and that's about just having some sort of good interpersonal skills with people, and obviously feeling comfortable to stand in front of a group and lead a group if you're going to facilitate. There's also you've got to be able to lead a group, so have some sort of skills. Although we will teach a lot of that in the facilitation training. Obviously, you've got to be very much at home with gay sex, and particularly also around HIV education. So have a positive attitude towards HIV positive status. And accepting all sorts of differences. You know, we can't go into this sort of thing with judgments hanging over us as well.
Now, again, as you said, if people are interested, they can contact ASVIN on 9865-6700.
Correct.
And the information night will be held on Wednesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. at the VAC in South Yarra. Well, thank you again for coming in
once again, Greg.
Jason. It's always great to have you on air with us. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. You are listening to Jason and Kylie on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was the ever-fantastic Janis Joplin with me and Bobby McGee. And a big thank you once again to Greg from the Peer Education Program at the Victorian AIDS Council for coming in and chatting about his experience as a peer education group facilitator. And again, if you are interested in participating in the training, you can contact ASVIN at 9865-6700, and there'll be an information session being held on Wednesday, the 1st of April at 7 p.m. at the VAC in South Yarra on Claremont Street.
And the training comes around only every 2 years.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's quite rare.
It's a fantastic opportunity because, as Greg mentioned, he's been doing it for 8 years, and each group, I'd imagine, would have kind of their own dynamic, their own highlights, you know, such different people every time the group goes around. So,
and they review the workshops every time they run them as well, and kind of tweak them and change them. So,
well, the facilitators become part of that kind of tailoring process as well.
Mm, absolutely,
very interesting. So, again, if you are interested, contact ASVIN on 9865-6700. But another way that the what have you got there, Kylie?
I've got a prize. You were going to skip it.
I was going to go right ahead.
I would
cut me
get
off.
Ready to to talk about a prize. Well, we have a prize to give away for an existing member or a new member. If you have a handy little piece of plastic in your wallet that you'd like to become a new member. And the prize pack is series one of the postcards of The Adventures of Dermot the Cute Gay Nerd, and it also contains some safe sex resources, a tube of lube, and more than a handful of condoms. And that's a big thank you to the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. So you need to be an existing member or a new member, and give us a call right now on 9699-2949.
And don't forget to tell Gordon that he's looking ever so fabulous this evening.
And we have another prize.
I think I made him blush.
Oh, to give away later in the show.
So again, if you are an existing Joy member or want to sign up on the spot with your credit card, call 9699-2949 and pick up that prize. Again, thank you to the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. But before I was rudely interrupted...
Sorry.
I was saying, along with peer education at the Victorian AIDS Council, there's a variety of ways to get support. And one of those is through the counselling program. And we were having quite a long chat today about often there are things that we can turn to friends for support with, but at the same time there are things that we kind of like to keep, you know, in our private lives as well, and sometimes we need someone to talk to about them.
Yeah,
you know, and these issues can be, you know, a new or recent HIV diagnosis, living with HIV, relationships.
You might be a family member or a friend or a partner of someone who is living with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Things around same-sex domestic violence. The general issues that we hear about when people attend counselling, like depression or anxiety.
Coming out, self-esteem issues, drug and alcohol issues, lots and lots of things that can be on someone's mind. The Victorian AIDS Council's counselling service is a great service because it's manned by qualified and sensitive counsellors that understand the issues pertaining to the GLBT community and also the issues around living with HIV, which can sometimes be difficult if you are going to a counsellor outside of that realm. As there likely would be quite a steep learning curve for them to deal with at the same time. But not only that, it's much more affordable.
Absolutely. And the way that, the sessions are charged is a sliding scale, and what that means, it's based on your income. But for someone who might be on a pension, whether it's a disability support pension or something like Newstart or the like, it's as simple as a gold coin donation, which is fantastic because one of the things that might put people off counselling is the affordability. And I know there have been changes to the Medicare system where you would need a referral to a counselling session, but for this type of for the counselling that's available at the Victorian AIDS Council, you don't need a referral, so you can self-refer. And
which takes a huge step out of the process to getting that support that you need.
Absolutely.
So it's accessible not only through the lack of lack of need for a referral, the affordability, but also there are daytime and evening hours available for appointments, so anywhere between 9 a.m. to 7 or 8 p.m. at night. Yep. On Monday to Friday. So but I know one thing, like having never been in a counseling session, it can be a bit daunting to consider counseling as a first step when you don't really know what's going to happen. You don't know if that's the right fit for you.
Mm.
And I think the counseling services at VAC address that fairly well in the way that they set up the first session.
Because you would make contact with a duty worker, and that's Monday to Friday between 2 and 4 p.m. And then they make a time for you that you can actually come in and have a chat and talk about what your needs may be. You can see if the counsellor is the right fit, because it's important that you feel that you're going to have a good relationship with your counsellor. It's not just accepting who is provided. You might have some specific needs, and different counsellors may suit those needs. And it's about, laying out a plan and finding out, whether counselling is right for you and the type of counselling that you might need. Because it's very individualistic, so it's not a one-size-fits-all model, which is great.
But again, as you mentioned, if there is you can contact the duty worker from 2 to 4 p.m. weekdays on 9865-6700. And at the moment, there's no waiting list, which is quite unheard of as well. So it's a fantastic opportunity to get the support you need rather quickly. And to remember that counseling is not only something that can be useful when you're in crisis.
I was just thinking that. It's not about
a regimen.
Yeah.
if there's something that's on your mind that you don't know who to talk to about, or don't have anyone to talk to about, or if there's kind of behavior patterns that are troubling you and that you find yourself consistently getting into the same kind of situation, then counseling might be an option for you as well. So something to consider.
So if that interests you and counselling is something that you've been seeking, you can contact the duty worker Monday to Friday between 2 and 4 p.m. on 9865-6700.
Well, we definitely hope you're enjoying the show so far. That was The Show by Lenka. Lovely little soft ditty. Did you enjoy that one, Kylie?
It was very sweet.
Aww. I think you're just being sarcastic.
No, I really liked it.
I can't do it anymore.
My tone is probably the same.
Regardless of what you think. Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes.
It's very confusing.
But anyhow, again, just before the break, we were talking about the counseling services at the Victorian AIDS Council. And if you want to find out more information about those services, or if you want to access those services, you can contact the Victorian AIDS Council weekdays between 2 to 4 p.m. and speak with the duty worker. And the number for that is 9865-6700. And again, that's not only for issues relating to HIV, but really kind of anything.
Anything that you would consider going to counselling for, whether it's related to living with HIV or being gay, but broader issues as well.
Because everything affects your well-being.
It does. We often forget about mental health and stress and how that impacts our life, and it can impact quite significantly and actually make you physically unwell as too. So it's important to take care of all parts.
Exactly. Have a holistic approach to wellness.
That's right.
And one thing to consider, something that is hot off the presses really and came across our desks today, is something that was issued by the Chief Health Officer of the State Government of Victoria. And it's around the increased number of notifications around pertussis, or more commonly known as whooping cough, which is...
Whooping? Isn't it whooping?
Whooping? I don't
we
know.
We call it whooping cough here. I don't know. Does anyone know? Yes.
We like to throw the whoop, the W. It's like cool whip. Anyway, so pertussis has been increasing in Victoria, with a 48% increase occurring between December of 2007 and December of 2008. That was a bit of a mouthful. Now, obviously, pertussis is most serious in babies that are under the age of 12 months, but, of course, not all adults are necessarily immunized against it as well.
Yeah, so if you're an adult, you may not necessarily get any symptoms, but you might be able to pass it on to other people, particularly if you're working with young children, if you have children. So people like childcare workers or healthcare workers, it's important that you perhaps go and talk to your GP about getting a booster vaccine for pertussis. A lot of people would have had a combined vaccination when they were quite young.
That would be your typical booster that you had as you were growing up, I'd imagine.
I've not had them.
Have you had?
I have. I've had it. And I can't have the vaccine either because I have an allergic reaction to it, which is not pleasant. I was young, so I don't remember, but I was probably around 11 when I had it, whooping cough, so, and knocked me about for about 6 months.
Well, it doesn't sound very pleasant. The symptoms can vary, but, you know, some of them can, the initial symptoms can be quite similar to a cold, a common cold, but more severe cases can develop sudden attacks of repetitive coughing and often a characteristic, Kylie?
What?
A characteristic hoop. As the person gasps for breath.
And it's passed on through, it's airborne.
Yes.
So coughing and sneezing, the things that you do when you have it assist in passing it on.
Passing it on. Mm. Again, if you want more information on the on pertussis or whooping cough, you can have a look at the State Government's Department of Human Services website. Or just Google whooping cough or pertussis. and we can actually put this up on our Facebook group as well so that people can have access to the information. But really, the send-home message is any adult who is working with or caring for young babies, or, you know, specifically healthcare workers and childcare workers, or really anyone who's wishing to protect themselves or to ensure that they're immunized against whooping cough or whooping cough, see their doctor for to discuss the possibility of being immunized again or with a booster.
And we are leading into that time of the year when, because of the change of season, it's so crazy, and things like colds and flu. And I guess people are probably thinking about their flu vaccinations as well.
I'm getting mine on Tuesday.
Interesting.
But maybe it might be something that we can talk about on a show in the next couple of weeks as well, as it is that time of year. But we've got to take a quick break, don't we, Kylie?
We do.
And so a quick message from our sponsors and a lovely track that I'm sure Kylie will enjoy again. And yeah. Did you like that one?
I did.
Fantastic. I am on the ball tonight.
Oh, you're so
got, I've got an email tonight that said that they're enjoying the music.
Oh, from Glenda.
Well, from Glenda, who always loves my music because she's got good taste.
Glenda sent us a photo,
taste.
Too.
I know. She's a dirty girl. Glenda the cat sent us an a photo message, just to let you know, of her lying sprawled out on the carpet. It was very, very cute. And we've also received a message from Jill. Thank you, Jill. Loving the music as well. And being concerned that she doesn't have a life by listening to Well Well. In fact, I think this enriches your life.
It does. Mm. Now, I was just thinking with sending pictures of the cat, Glenda, Miss Glenda, that I'm going to be doing a program in a few weeks' time about pets and animal companions, and I actually wrote a little article about it in Southern Star today. But it'd be great during that program if people could send pictures of their pets.
That'd be fantastic, and we can make sure we can see if we can get Glenda into the studio to provide a bit of.
Oh, she might try and take over the panel, I think, and press all the buttons. And let's see if we can get sponsorship and two songs going all at once. Maybe not.
Maybe not. But, yeah, I think it's time to have a bit of a chat about stuff that's happening in the near future in the community of interest. And the first thing that's coming up is this Saturday, and it's part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And it is a panel, our community forum discussion, really, after the screening of Sex Positive. And the panelists include...
From the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre is Colin Batruni and Mike Kennedy. And from People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria is Sunny Williams.
Again, it's the film's title is Sex Positive, and talks about the kind of the beginnings of HIV prevention in the US. And that's Saturday at 12 noon at Acme. If you want tickets, you can book them.
You can book them online, or Melbourne you can Google. Just turn up and purchase a ticket. And I believe a lot of films have sold out. I think there's about 16 films that have sold out.
It's fantastic.
Which is great. Mm. And what, including one that I want to see. Oh, I was a bit slow. Mm. But actually two that I want to see have sold out. So I'm a bit disappointed. I think I'll be waiting in one of those queues.
Next year, get yourself a gold toffee pass.
I know.
Or be more organized.
Yes.
But.
Well, I picked out all the films.
That's the first step. See, yes. There's the step of purchasing tickets.
It's the
and
commitment.
Then attending sessions. You made it a third of the way.
I did.
But good on you.
Yay for me.
But that's not the only community forum that's happening in the next little while. On March 29th from 7 p.m. at the Circuit, or also live on Joy 94.9, there'll be a community forum called Ifs and Butts, the raw truth about barebacking, and it'll be an opportunity to join gay porn director Shishi LaRue and Titan Men exclusive star Marco Blaze for what will likely be a very, very interesting and an essential debate. Panelists will include Keith Webb, the vice president of Titan Media, Fiona Patton of the Eros Foundation and the Australian Sex Party, as well as Mike Kennedy, the executive director of the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. And again, that'll be held on Saturday, March 29th at Circuit or live on Joy at 7 p.m.
Oh, live on Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So if you can't make it, just tune in.
Tune in.
Even quite easy.
There's no excuse not to be involved in that debate.
That's right. We've had a message in. I thought it was quite important to read out. It was about the flu vaccination. They said it's important to remember if you are allergic particularly to egg whites. Apparently there's some egg white in there. I mean, when you go for a vaccination, usually your GP, they should ask you if you have any allergies to particular foods or medications before you actually receive the vaccination. Because some people can have a reaction, and a lot of the time it's not severe, but if you have a particular food allergy or medication allergy that can lead to anaphylaxis, that's a little bit more serious. So, it's important that you let them know of your medical history mm-hmm. as well. Because they can seem like such simple little things that you get stuck in your arm, but yeah.
They can have serious implications.
Yep. What else is on? What? Ooh, Phoenix. Sorry, were you about to talk about that?
I was, but that's okay.
Well, you've been talking a lot.
I know. Fine, put me in my place, Kylie. Go ahead.
Phoenix is a workshop for men who've been newly diagnosed with HIV. So if you've received a HIV diagnosis in the past 2 years, the dates have been changed, and so it's going to be running in April. And the dates are Friday the 24th of April through to Sunday the 26th of April. And Friday is a Friday evening. It's a social evening to get to know everyone and have a chat in a relaxing environment. And then the Saturday and the Sunday, it's about information and I guess sharing stories and also support as well, creating yeah. networks.
I think it's very important to highlight that it's not only about kind of that learning process, but also building a support network of other HIV positive guys.
Absolutely. And if that interests you, you can give Vic a call at People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria on 9865 6772, and he'll tell you a little bit more about it and also the location, because the location is not widely publicised mm-hmm. Due to confidentiality issues. So if that's a concern to you, then only the people that are attending know about where the workshop's being held.
Now, one last thing to promote is the Victorian AIDS Council's 25th anniversary picnic, which will be held on Sunday, the 5th of April, from 1 p.m. at Faulkner Park in the northwest corner. Join us for champagne, cake, and entertainment to commemorate the occasion. You can have a look in this week's Gay Press for more information as well, but that'll be held on the 5th of April at 1 p.m. Everyone is welcome.
It'll be fun.
Hopefully we'll have a bit of a final breath of summer as well on that weekend.
Yeah, hopefully. It's hanging on.
Yeah, it was beautiful today.
Beautiful day and yesterday, and I think the weekend's going to be okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
But sadly, I think this concludes our show, Kylie.
It goes so fast.
No, but the great news is that Tex is back next week.
I know, it's very exciting.
So we'll have the lovely Tex back on air.
He'll be well rested. I hope he's been working on his radio voice, keeping it in fine tune.
I'm sure he was doing many things other than that. He was on leave. Let him enjoy it. But, of course, coming up next with a fantastic radio voice is the beautiful Liz with the Fruit and Nut Show. And as always, she's got a threesome, but we don't know who it is. It's a secret threesome.
Secret.
Oh, hold on. She's waving fanatically.
She's waving and she's coming into the studio.
It's Kate Bush.
I'll just walk over here.
In case anyone didn't catch that, it's Kate Bush. So
yeah.
It'll be Liz, Kate, and Kate.
And Kate.
So good times bound to be ahead for anyone who's tuning in. Oh, everyone should tune in. It'll be a fantastic show. But of course, thank you very much to Greg, the peer education facilitator. And again, the information session is on April 1st at 7 p.m. For information, contact ASFIN 9865-6700. To end the show, we are going to have a bit of Ting Ting fun. And that's not my name. Have a great night.
Good night.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.